Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His love. Celebrate Him who came from above. Celebrate Jesus.
from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God, Your word says, in everything give thanks, but it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, concerning me. Oh, Father, we bless your name and we praise you, oh God. We adore you. We bow down before you. We submit every area of our lives to you. We surrender all to you, oh God. Have your way in this service. Have your way in our lives. Father, we thank you for protecting us through the night. We thank you for protecting us through our lives. We thank you that even right now, you have your holy angels guiding and protecting us. We thank you, Lord, for protecting our children. We thank you, Lord, for protecting our grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for protecting us, oh God. Our nieces, our nephews, oh God, we thank you for protecting our siblings. We thank you, Lord, for protecting each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for the battles that you fought. Hallelujah, the ones we know of and the ones we do know of. We thank you, Lord, for winning every battle. We thank you, Lord, you will always, always, always win. So we declare victory in every era of our lives, not just by lip service, but we declare it from our hearts. We are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for your victory in the name of Jesus. Father, renew our minds, renew our thoughts, oh God. Let the mind of Christ be in, Father God. We ask you, oh God, to strengthen us. We are weak, but you are strong. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, Lord, for the refreshing. We thank you, Lord, for the oil, the fresh manna in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless your holy name. You are awesome. You are worthy. Almighty God, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Oh, God, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts to the depth of our souls. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Father God, let your goodness pass before us. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon us. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sin. We have fallen short of your glory. We cry out to you for mercy. Mercy, oh God. Let your mercy reign in our lives. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God, upon us. Forgive us of all that we've done that are not pleasing to you, oh God. And Father, we pray that you will uproot everything in us that does not please you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to do what is pleasing. Our heart's desire is to please you, O God. Let your perfect will be done in our lives, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning we released the blood of Jesus. We took our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak, oh God, every cell in our physical bodies, every single cell in the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father. Father God, every tissue in our body is in the blood of Jesus. Every organ in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. In our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. The blood that gives us strength. The blood that gives us strength from day to day. The blood will never, ever lose its power. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We soak our wounds in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, cover our children in the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice and their families in the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood wash away our sins. Let the blood cleanse us, O God. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. Oh, how I love you, 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 Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. You choose us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the choice that you made to redeem us. We thank you for the transformation that's going on in our lives. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the process. Hallelujah, the valley things. We thank you for the valleys. We thank you, Lord, for the mountaintop experiences. We thank you, Lord, that you meet us at every point of our need. We thank you, Lord, that you never leave us. And you never forsake us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Lord, this morning, I lift up everyone that's on this, under the sound of my voice here this morning. I lift up their pastors. I lift up their leaders in the body of Christ. I lift up their spiritual mothers or fathers in the body of Christ. Father God, and I pray for their churches, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as I pray for the leaders, oh God, you chose them. You ordained them, oh God, before they were even formed in their mother's womb. You have given every pastor, leader, bishop, an assignment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, you have given them grace, given us grace to complete the assignment, the finishing grace in the name of Jesus. So Father God, I pray that every pastor, every leader come into alignment with the word of God in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that every leader, Father God, finish everything that you have set before them. Father God, well, leaders, whatever they're going through in their personal lives, Father God, I pray for your divine intervention. Whatever is going on in their churches, I pray for your divine intervention. Whatever is going on in their homes, in their families, with their children, Lord, I pray for your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you release more anointing upon their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, your grace is sufficient, oh God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that even as we walk as leaders and make mistakes as we do at times, oh God, that when your Holy Ghost convicts us, Amen, leader. Every one of us will come into repentance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you give leadership more grace, oh God, to handle the flock, to bring your love, to bring your word, to be good under shepherds, oh God, under the leadership of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that you will pour out an anointing to overflow in the name of Jesus, that everyone will follow and do your will, oh God. And Father God, will anyone get out of hand, and anyone get out of hand, and the Holy Ghost convict us, let us come into repentance, and let us come back, oh God, and never stay down, but move forward with repentance in our hearts, with restoration. Every leader that needs financial blessings for their families, for their churches, for their homes, Father God, we ask you for a divine release of financial blessings, oh God, and not only for the ministry, but for their families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray that there be an overflow of blessings. Father God, your grace is sufficient. And so, Father, I thank you for every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, every evangelist, every prophet, oh God, every teacher, every deacon and deaconess, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every choir leader, oh God, psalmist, oh God, everyone, the usher board. Thank you, Lord, for even the ushers, oh God. And we pray for more grace for the ushers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those who clean the church, oh God. Some of the members stay and clean these churches, oh God. And we thank you for those who are hired to clean the sanctuary. We pray for a special blessing to fall upon them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you that revival, oh God, will begin in these churches, oh God. That others will come. Let there be a sweeping revival in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for those that mourning the loss of their loved ones. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you comfort them in the name of Jesus. Give them beauty for ashes. Give them a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Father God, we pray that the Holy Spirit wrap his loving arms and continue to comfort each family that is bereaved in the name of Jesus. Your grace is sufficient. Your love is sufficient. And so, Lord, we thank you. Father God, I don't know what anyone needs this morning, but you know the needs of each and everyone under the sound of my voice. And so, Father God, I pray that you grant their desires of their hearts according to your word, according to your will, plan, and purpose. Father God, you are holy. You said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. So, Father God, let your perfect will be done in our lives. Let your kingdom come. Oh, Father, we bless you, oh God, in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Let us say the 23rd Psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We've been doing this the whole weekend. This church is so loaded. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring your word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Father God, I hide behind the cross. All of you and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd. And I went over some of the things about shepherding. Hallelujah, what a shepherd does. And one of his things is, I shall not want. You know, I shall not want, I shall not want. What does it mean, I shall not want? Hallelujah, because he provides exceedingly and abundantly above all we can think or ask of. If you're on this, in this group this morning, how many of you right now only have don't have anything in your refrigerator or in your house to eat? If you don't have anything, just press 1 on your keypad. Your refrigerator is empty. Your cabinets are empty. You don't have no food to eat in your house. If you don't have no food this morning in your home, press 1 on your keypad. Hallelujah. If you don't have nothing, press 1. So what am I saying to you? Everyone got something to eat this morning. Why? Because the shepherd provides your spiritual food as well as your physical food. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord provides. Hallelujah. The problem is, my sisters and brothers, we do not have faith and trust in him like we should. Hallelujah. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. We must have faith in him. Hallelujah. He is our provider. Hallelujah. Beg us. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Your father is the King of Kings. Since when you see the king's sons and daughters in the natural realm all around begging? If in the natural world you don't see the king's sons and daughters begging, what much more in the spiritual realm that, because when it says, I shall not want, that means he provides for you. Hallelujah. Exceedingly and abundantly. So therefore, that you cannot tell me this morning that you do not have food when you're under in his kingdom. And you don't, you just, I shall not want, no, God will provide. He will provide exceedingly. It will not just be one loaf of bread or one slice of bread. He will provide multiple means of bread, a multiple food, physical food. He will provide water for you. I shall not want. You might be sick and needing oxygen. The oxygen is there. He provides it because he, hallelujah, you breathe. He provides it. Oh, Apostle, no, even if you're in the hospital, he gives the creative ideas of how to create the oxygen tanks that will put to your nose to assist you, so he provides. If you have a bill that is messy, you say, how can I pay this bill? How can I do? He provides. You just got to believe and trust in him. Hallelujah. And there are times he will ask you, so you will have to be waiting, but he will still do it. When you wait, you're developing the virtue of patience. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Sometimes, what are you doing when you're waiting upon the Lord? Hallelujah. You're not just waiting, you're praising. You're expectant. You're looking up to receiving from him. When you wait, you're serving. When you wait, you're not in a position that is a pity party. No, you wait with praise. You wait with thanksgiving. You wait with exaltation, exalting his name. You wait with serving him and serving others. You wait with a heart of compassion. You wait with a heart of humility, because he will do it. He steps in and out of time. He will do it. He controls the time. And he will do it as your virtues. I've never seen the righteous forsaking all his seed. His seed. Are you a seed of God? If you are a seed of Almighty God, you don't have to beg for bread. Now, seed begging, one of the things I've experienced and look on social media, when a pastor's a grandson or granddaughter birthday or their children's birthday, I see them putting Cash App for their children, for their grandchildren, for this and that. I see and pastors, literally, these are under shepherds, have become beggars, literally beggars. And then they're telling the congregation to have faith and trust in God. And God said, I have never seen, let's look at that scripture, the righteous forsaken. I've never seen the righteous forsaken begging bread. Hallelujah. That's what David is saying. God never forsake us. Psalm 37, 25. I was once young, indeed I am now old. Yet I have not seen. There is all my life. All his life. This is King David, the righteous forsaking, nor his seed begging bread. You need seed, you carry the DNA. And yet you have the beggar's mentality when God took poverty on the cross and gave you not only physical wealth but spiritual wealth. Then you're begging bread and begging. No, you got created. God has given you everything. Everything. within us. What do I have? You got something. God did not bring you here empty-handed. He gave you creative talents and ideas and abilities. You see, and so there's no, if you beg in bread because you don't have that faith and you don't have that belief, you did not come on this earth empty. He has blessed life. All my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So God has everything for us. Everything, whether you, when you're in the kingdom of God, everything is accessible. The storehouses are accessible. There are times if you need a while, I told you there's a waiting time. Sometimes there's sometimes, not all the time, and there's a process. He's developing virtues in you and letting you, and because when God blesses us, we are accountable to the blessings he gave us. We cannot waste what he gave us. We are accountable to him. He gave you access. Like we give our grandchildren, eat the cereal, and they eat and they waste it. No, God do not want us to waste what he blessed us. You remember the disciples, after they fed the 5,000, there were 12 fragments. The fragments, do not waste anything that God gives you. The problem is we become wasteful. And that he gave us exceedingly abundantly, and we become selfish. We keep holding on. Instead of, if God blesses you, and you keep holding, you don't bless someone else. You don't give someone else. He gave you a new wardrobe of clothes. You still got your old clothes from 1970. You don't take it to the Salvation Army. You don't give it to your friends and family. And stuff you're hoarding onto this thing. How can you make room for more for good things to come? There are people that need what you have excess of. So you have excess of things somebody asks you, no, I don't have. You lie. You say those things. You know you can't. We can't. None of us should do that. Hallelujah. God tell you to give. No, I'm not giving. You know, give. And you don't give. You, the same measure you give is the same measure you receive. The Bible is the word. It's God speaking to us. So you shall not want. There's nothing not accurate about that statement. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:19, but my God, my daddy, God shall supply all your need. So if God, I don't have time this morning, I would just, all your need according to his riches. So can you imagine what the Bible is according to his riches? According to his riches, so you think God has limited riches? And you become a beggar? No. You are the head and not the tail. What do you need from God? You say, the shepherd said, I shall not want. He provides protection. What do you need from him? You need your medical. He takes care of it. Thing, but from the simplest thing to the largest thing. Oh, I need to get, I don't have a car. I'm tired going out in the cold. My ticket to God in prayer. God will give the car dealership. I don't know who I'm speaking to favor. And you go to that car dealership, you will be able to walk out with the car because of the favor. God will release that favor. Many times we don't get it because we don't take the first step. We don't trust in the word of God. What God says he will do, he will do. We walk by faith and not by sight. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have promised and all that you're doing in our lives. There are times we do not understand what you're doing, but Lord, we still say thank you because Father knows best. Thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for the renewal of our minds. We thank you, Father, for providing exceedingly abundantly. And Father God, we pray, oh God, that everyone that's lacking that, you will open their eyes to see that they are not really lacking because you've already provided. And thank you, Lord, you so love us that you give, you release your only begotten Son so that whosoever should believe should not perish but have eternal life. You, Father, we thank you for your sacrifice. Jesus, your only Son, to set us free. We do not take that for granted. But Lord, we give you all glory and honor. Father God, we destroy every work of darkness, known and unknown, O God, that have come to the mess of our destiny with your plans and purpose. We come against the spirit of delay. We bind that spirit of delay that God's children will receive their blessings in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bind every demonic force on the power that's in, that have come to influence, release negative influence upon our lives. We bind those spirits right now in their cohorts and send them to the bottomless pits of hell. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand. When God is for us, who can be against us? So, Father, we thank you for more grace to do what you've called us to do. We thank you for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the revival sweeping across the land. We thank you for each and every family that is represented this morning. We thank you for providing. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. With the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless every one of you this morning. Have a wonderful, blessed, and safe weekend. In Jesus' name, amen. We love you. God bless you.